Now, here's the InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill.
Jonathan Siegley and Greg Barnes here from Inside Carolina. Greg, the Tar Heels had their winning streak snapped earlier this week when they lost to Virginia on Monday, but they have what could be a pretty good rebound opponent coming up on Saturday when they travel to Winston-Salem to take on the Wake Forest Demon Deacons. Now, Wake is not having a very good season at all. I believe that they're 2-8 in the conference. So how do you see this one playing out for the Heels, and is this going to be a really good opportunity to kind of get some momentum heading into a future matchup against Duke?
Yeah, I think it certainly is that, John. When you look at what happened in North Carolina against Virginia, really kind of a collapse there late. And then you had another injury. We've talked about injuries a lot this year. Nasir Little is out. But North Carolina getting 4 days off where they can really just kind of relax, you get some necessary treatment, heal up as best you can, and then kind of you cleanse that loss. I mean, that was a tough loss. But Wake Forest is a team, as you said, not very good. I mean, they rank 335th nationally in effective field goal percentage. So not a very good scoring team. If you want to beat North Carolina, you've got to be able to shoot the ball well. So Wake Forest should be a game, even though it's on the road, that North Carolina can kind of exercise the demons a bit, which is going to be necessary because what you've got is Duke coming up next week. And that's really going to require that the Tar Heels to play at their top game. So I think it is beneficial if North Carolina takes care of business. Now, if North Carolina goes to Wake Forest and they struggle and play their B game, that's going to be another sloppy affair. You can't have that. You got to come out crisp. You got to put the Demon Deacons away early and really kind of rebuild your confidence heading into that pivotal game against Duke, because if you want to win the ACC regular season championship, you're very likely going to have to beat the Blue Devils twice.
All right. Thanks, Greg. To get the full scoop on UNC basketball, check out the InsideCarolina.com premium basketball message board.
The InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill. Visit InsideCarolina.com for the inside scoop on UNC basketball, football, and recruiting. As a valued listener, you can get the first month of your Inside Carolina subscription for just a penny. Just enter promo code WCHLOFFER, all one word, on the order page.